Just arrived in St Neots. It's T-minus 20 minutes until Star Wars kicks off. I can see a couple of geeks hanging around outside the Cineworld here in St Neots, tucked away in the back by a Frankie and Benny's and a Pizza Express and a Prezzo. And I'm probably going to buy myself some popcorn. Don't normally like the rustling and the bustling, and I did have the opportunity to come to the midnight viewing, but I thought there is a good chance I'd probably be sat behind somebody dressed as Chewbacca and wouldn't be able to see anything. I don't know how excited people get. I'm a little bit excited because it's a big part of my childhood, and yet I'm also, you know, very low in expectations. How can you follow the first three Star Wars when they have embedded themselves in the ripe young mind of a five-year-old back in 1977? It was a big deal for me back in Coventry to just go to the cinema, let alone be faced with that absolute extravaganza of the time. And I know some people just don't get Star Wars. It's one of those, I think you had to have been there, you had to have been five, then you had to have invested every penny of your pocket money for the years afterwards purchasing the toys and such like. And I did all of that, and I remember when Empire came out, which is definitely one of my favourites, I went with my mum and I believe a kid called Nicholas, and it was the ABC Theatre in Coventry, which doesn't exist anymore. First time I watched Star Wars was in Hinckley, in the theatre that doesn't exist anymore. So when Empire came out, we're in the ABC, and somehow me and Nicholas managed to convince my mum that after it finished, we lie on the floor so that the person checking the seat didn't see us. And they didn't see us. And then we stayed and we watched it again. My mum was awesome. And she must have liked it, otherwise I don't suppose she would have allowed us to cheat the system in that way. But what fun. And it continued onwards. I think also Coventry, the Odeon for Return of the Jedi, and it is a big part of my past. So going in to see The Force Awakens, I kind of want to see those a couple of those familiar faces before they are no longer living. Let's face it, it's a long time. It's a long time. And so I'll be popcorn in hand and quietly expectant and ever so slightly excited when it begins. I hope that guy isn't cutting the hedge or whatever he's doing when the film starts. I'm sure it's beautifully soundproofed. I'm sure it is.